Two people from Sault Ste. Marie were arrested Friday morning in Mukuro after Manitoulin OPP found a driver and passenger, passed out, in a vehicle parked in the middle of Hardwood Road. A news release issued by OPP says that during a subsequent vehicle search, officers found suspected fentanyl and cocaine, as well as a large amount of Canadian currency. As a result of this investigation, 34-year-old Christopher Turek and 27-year-old Raina Angel Mackenzie Petra face numerous charges. None of the allegations have been tested in court and both suspects are considered innocent unless proven guilty. Full text of the OPP release follows. Baldwin Township. Two people have been arrested and charged following a call for service on Hardwood Road in Baldwin Township. On January 12, 2024, shortly after 7 a.m., the Manitoulin, Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, responded to a report of a vehicle stopped in the middle of Hardwood Road with both vehicle occupants passed out. Upon arrival, police observed the vehicle in the middle of the roadway. Police were able to wake both occupants, and the driver was subsequently arrested for impaired driving. A search of the vehicle was conducted, and police located suspected fentanyl, suspected cocaine, and a large quantity of Canadian currency. As a result of the investigation, Christopher Turek, 34 years old from Sault Ste. Marie, has been charged with possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000, possession of Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking, opioid, other than heroin. Operation while impaired, alcohol and drugs, failure or refusal to comply with demand, operation while prohibited under the criminal code, 3 counts, driving while under suspension, 2 counts. The accused was held in custody and is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice Bail Court in Sudbury on January 15, 2024. Raina Angel Mackenzie Petra, 27 years old from Sault Ste. Marie, has been charged with possession of a Schedule III substance, possession of proceeds of property obtained by crime over $5,000. The accused is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Espanola on February 5, 2024.